Rural Votes Mattered. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
And I'm just proud of our people in rural America that they moved the needle on this one, and we got a bright future ahead of us.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval reacting to this week's historic election that will usher in a new Congress and a new administration in January, headed up by President-elect Donald Trump.
Now the job for us to do is to make sure that a new president and Mr. Trump, who has promised to give us a seat at the table on all our important issues, and the promises that he's made to deal with some of the issues around regulation and other things, that we hold him accountable to the promises he's made us so that we can continue our farms and be able to pass them on to our children in even better shape.
Zippy Duval says he believes the rural vote mattered in this election and that now there is an opportunity to work with the administration and Congress to help pass legislation that will continue to benefit one of our country's most important industries, agriculture.
And our issues aren't just blue and red. Our issues are real life issues on the farm, and I think we were ignored a lot. But our farmers and ranchers got out and got involved, and we made it, by golly, we made a difference in this election.
Duval says he's hopeful that progress will continue in making sure that the president, lawmakers, and regulators understand the impact that agriculture has on all Americans.
We need to encourage our representatives, regardless of whether they're a Democrat or Republican. This is about feeding people. This is about national security. This is about taking care of our land and our families.
Zippy Duval says now attention turns to the lame duck session of Congress as Farm Bureau and many other business organizations push for the passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Deal. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.